This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, June 22nd. Okay, folks, the big news this week is going to be Micron's earnings on Wednesday. Just so you know, the analysts are now forecasting 276% sales growth, 950% earnings growth. The analysts have revised their estimate 4.5% higher in the past month. Even in the past 7 days, they've revised their estimates higher. So this should be a big surprise. This is the grand finale to this earnings season. And then we reload for another earnings season that will commence in mid-July. The other big news is Russell will have their list finalized on Friday after the close. And we'll get a lot of small cap and mid cap stocks popping next Monday. Because there's a lot of money in indices. So when a stock gets added to the Russell 1000 or 2000 indices, there's just a lot of buying pressure. And it's not only from indexing, it's also from Wall Street that prefers tracking managers. So you might have noticed that the excitement over SpaceX is over. The stock's been down the last three trading days and including today. And SpaceX is not going to earn money till 2028. It's all based on its big a rocket. And until the Starship rocket works, it's gonna not earn money. Okay, so hopefully that rocket works, and then if that rocket works, they're gonna be having lots of things in space that are heavy. So this will be very interesting. This is where the data centers in space theory comes from and all that good stuff. On the last in Sunday's Market Buzz, we discussed space stocks with Luke Lengo. You might want to tune in on that, and because he's really excited about it. Obviously, Kathy Wood and Ron Barron were excited about SpaceX, and it really did help Ron Barron's performance. He's up, 12.7% for the year on one of his big funds. Kathy Wood is still only up at like 3.1% for the year on her ETF. And so basically, what I'm trying to say in a nice way is that the key to earning money this year is just to have earnings, okay? And it's always exciting when these IPOs come public. You know, there's a lot of hype and a lot of excitement. The underwriters make a ton of money, and it's very exciting around New York because they all have money from the underwriting. And if you really want to just make a lot of money, okay, you're going to have things with earnings. Now, the market is definitely broadening out. After technology, energy is one of the best places. I realize crude oil prices are below where they were before the war started, but they have to replenish all the inventories. There's a lot of refinery issues. So the refiners are making record money now. Price of diesel is high, jet fuel, things like that. All the things that go in the plastics and everything that the refiners make is high demand. So that's good. Obviously they want gas prices to fall, and they're starting to fall, but, there's a lot of good energy plays out there. And of course, we are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, and Chevron announced a big, natural gas deal with Microsoft to supply them with natural gas for Texas data centers. You know, they're still flaring natural gas in the Permian Basin, so they got to put the data centers out there and use the gas, and that's better than flaring it. And of course, they have to have the super fast fiber optic. The Permian Basin is a desert, so you know, so it gets really cold at night, and the data centers prefer deserts. The pushback against data centers is pretty interesting. Last week, Christine Lagarde, the European Central Bank president, gave a speech in Vienna when the G7 was going on. In fact, she did the day Trump had a bunch of tech leaders at a conference. And she did it to make it clear that the EU intends to regulate AI, that AI is a risk to financial markets. And I just found that to be the most bizarre speech ever. Okay, I realize in Europe they like regulation. They want to profit from it. They want to find the tech companies. But to say that AI is a threat to financial markets is unheard of. Okay, and I have no idea what she's talking about. So I hope Kevin Warsh can get her straightened out. Obviously, AI does result in big productivity gains. That's good economic growth. But in my opinion, it's not a threat to financial markets. So because of that thing called the Digital Services Act in Europe, there's a big rift between us and Europe right now, okay? And you can focus on the NATO rift. You can focus on, you know, Trump and Maloney not getting along at time, or, you know, we'll see, okay? But the real big rift is that Digital Services Act. And there are countries like Poland that don't want to implement it. And if you don't implement what the EU passes, you get fined. You know, Poland gets fined for not letting in immigrants. So I find this to be very interesting. And I also find that even though the EU is a monetary and trade union, that it's become a big bureaucracy that fines its members if they don't do what they want. So I'm still waiting for Europe to implode. There'll be more elections next year. Obviously, Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, is gone now, and did not manage his country properly. You may know that Trump would give him grief for not using all the energy in Scotland and things like that. And half the folks in Britain can't even pay their electric bill without subsidies. So there's a lot of interesting things going on. So as we just step back and look at what's been happening this year, the U.S. is clearly an oasis. The dollar is at its highest level in a year. It's been very strong against the Japanese yen. Our retail sales are up 0.9%. China's fell 0.6%. China has a deflation problem. Everything we're going to be importing from countries with weaker currencies is going to become cheaper. So I see inflation cooling off here really fast. A lot of our GDP growth is from the productivity gains from AI. A lot of it's the shrinking trade deficit, because obviously we export a lot of energy. And now we got the consumers happy. And even the battered housing market is starting to firm up, because that had been a drag. So we're about to hit our 5 to 6% GDP growth in the third quarter. And we're going to have another round of record earnings. And the market is broadening out now, so we are buying more stocks, believe it or not, and portfolios are getting even more diversified. I'm still trimming some very good stocks into strength. You know, when I do a portfolio nowadays, even the stocks I'm selling have very good forecast sales earnings. I'm just trying to replace them with something that's more powerful and a little less volatile. So it's getting to be a lot of fun here, folks. So I hope you're enjoying the ride. I know I am. I expect to make a lot more money between now and the end of the year. But I think this week is all about Micron. Next week will be all about, the end of the quarter window dressing, the Russell realignment. And then we tend to rally into July 4th weekend. Then we might pause just a bit. And then we get locked and loaded for another earnings announcement season. So enjoy the ride. Every dip is a buying opportunity. And speaking of that, you know, we had a correction in the AI-related stocks. And it only lasted 4 trading days, okay? And it was a pretty big hit on a Friday. There was a bounce on Monday, a retest on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it was over. And so every dip here is a buying opportunity. So hang on, everybody. It does get bumpy in the summer months, especially when August, September arrives. But as far as I'm concerned, it's lock and load time. Buy our stocks with all the earnings. We're diversifying into other energy, sectors like energy. We have found more AI-related stocks to buy. So there's just a lot to be excited about. So I hope you're having fun. I know I am. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.